Hi, this is Charmaine Emerson. I'm doing my interview with my friend Tony T Money Green. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing great, Charmaine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to start with my interview by first asking you, is there anything personally or business-wise that you would like to ask me during this interview or after the interview? Okay. I'll say that for the end then. Now, the first thing I wanted to do is ask you to introduce yourself to me. Or to us.
Yeah, well, my name is Tony T. Money Green, they call me. I just call me Tony Green, but the world calls me T. Money Green.
Okay, and I know you as a musician. Excuse me, can you say that word for me? Because I don't want to sound like it, I'm saying that you do magic. I know that you do music.
I do magic and music. Musician, not magician.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes I get a little tongue-tied myself. So thank you for that. So can you tell me, how did you get started in the business? When did you start playing music?
I actually started playing my bass in 1969 when I started singing at the choir at eight years old.
Well, you said you learned how to pause and stop.
Right.
Yeah. So I grew up in the church singing, like 8 years old, 8, 9 years old. They used to make us go to church, and we couldn't wait to be in the choir.
And did you, during that time, enjoy going to church? Because I hear most people
enjoy it. We like that little clip-on tie. You put your little clip-on tie, and you're going up in the church. When you're in the choir, it's a little different than when you're just forced to go to church and ain't got nothing to do in there.
Oh,
when you're
I
in
see.
The choir, it's like fun.
Well, you got choir rehearsal. Yeah.
Choir rehearsal where you fall in love with the girl and walk her home.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry,
you fall in love and walk her home.
Well, you know, so, did you fall in love in the choir, usually with one of the girls in there, and then the girl lived right down the street, and I would walk her home. And that was the end, and we shared a kiss on the way.
Oh, was that your first kiss?
Or
no. That's not
just a couple, probably ended about three.
About three.
Yeah.
So, in this business of going, you said that you were singing and you played the bass. What or who have you played with?
Well, I started off having my own bands, and then I was able to get a break at 17 with the Dramatics.
Now, wait a minute. You say you started... What were the name of some of those different...
Well, it was always, a group called Funk Enterprise one time, and another group, I don't remember the name, but then I started Road Work back in 1972, and it's been Road Work ever since.
Okay, I think I remember.
Road Work's had 100 different members, but it's still, I always say Road Work.
Oh, wait a minute, 100 different members, so people came and go?
Yeah, because the people that was in there from the 70s,
A George Clinton type of...
kind of, but you know, people get mad at you, and then they go and start their own band, or they just quit singing or something, or quit playing drums. Because a lot of us were young, and your parents might have made you quit playing.
Okay.
Or you might got a girl that don't want to see you go to rehearsal, and then you'd be like, T, I can't come to rehearsal today. You'd be like, that's 5 rehearsals you done missed. So then you take that person and kick them out and get your real drummer.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's why I didn't make it. I never made it to rehearsal.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You'd have been out immediately.
Yeah, I thought I was too good for rehearsal. I'd catch you when I get there.
Damn, okay, I've seen it.
Yeah, okay, I see why I'm not there then. Okay. Now, with the different groups, can you name some of the people that you played with and your experiences? When I say name, I know that you played with an older group, and then you played with a younger group.
Yeah.
So, between those two groups, what would you say would be the struggle? with the music?
It wasn't no struggle because them guys was paying. when I got with, I was with the Dramatics and left, and then God blessed me to get with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg right in the beginning, that it was no struggle. It was a check every motherfucking Friday. And, you know, the struggles was with the Dramatics because all of us was kind of drugged out a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, which ain't no secret to people that know the Dramatics, so it was all on Unsung. So, you know, drugs did play a terrible part with the Dramatics. But not only the Dramatics, had a whole lot of other bands, too, so.
So is that during the 70s only?
70s, 80s.
80s period, yeah. Okay, because they said that,
70s, 80s, and then 90s.
Yeah.
It depends on different drugs each time.
Well, then it went from one to the pop life, which is totally all crack.
Yeah, that was, yeah, I would call that the 90s. Crack wasn't around in
70s. Yeah, that's why I say, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I say, yeah, it went from the 70s to the, it took it over.
Yeah.
So during that time with the Dramatics, were you with both sets of the Dramatics or only one set?
No, I'm a one set type of guy. The Dramatics I was with Ryan Banks in the Dramatics, which was the one people wanted to see, and the other Dramatics they didn't want to see. But when you just said the Dramatics, you didn't know which one you was gonna get. So then they had to put Ryan's name up front and said Ryan Banks in the Dramatics. So you would know who you're getting, because otherwise you got Ouija and them, and they all drunk and high doing their thing, you know.
Okay.
But I saw, and this one guy told me one time, he said, baby, I don't know if we at the right show or not, but I'm going to know in a minute. And then my man said, soon as he seen me, he said, big man, as soon as I seen you come out there, I was like, baby, we at the right one. I was like, my man, thanks for telling me that. Because you don't know if people pay attention to you or not. But then I learned, yeah, they pay attention to the band, too, because the band be kicking ass.
Oh, yeah.
But the Dramatics was a beast, though. I mean, we killed a lot of people. The Temptations, Bobby Womack, we didn't care who you was. We gonna beat you up. Hey, it was nice beating up the Isley Brothers every night. And they would have the crowd Isley going Brothers. Crazy, though. The Isley, it was hard to fight against the Isleys. Lil Ryan go to singing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he had a whole house. Don't say goodnight. Don't cry, be singing it. Yeah, so I got turned out real early. I got with them at 17 and traveled until a couple years ago. So that's why my aunt's birthday, you have to get big gifts because I'm celebrating dog years.
Oh,
this wasn't no easy thing. Yeah, the gift had to be pretty big because dog years, I'm like really 100 years old almost.
So if I make a gift, I'm an arts and crafts person. I like to make my gifts. Would it be okay if I made you a nice T-Money dream?
Yeah,
a bunch of glitter G's and things.
Just make sure they don't come, stones don't fall off on me.
Oh, no, I'll make sure everything, it won't even turn. It'll
stay. I remember I had something I thought nobody would know was fake. I looked up, the whole side of the diamonds was gone.
Okay, so now.
So this is a cool class you got.
Yeah, it's cool.
Class, she ain't did my hair yet. So.
I don't even think they know I do your hair. No. They don't know I make jewelry. They don't know I
hair. Your hair look good in the camera.
Why, thank you.
Okay. That's how Lil Wayne be wearing his old.
No, Lil Wayne is missing hair. I've actually sent him a DM and told him I have some grease that can grow his hair back. So me and Lil Wayne needs to be on that same rapport.
I've seen you doing some good stuff. I should be interviewing you right now.
Oh, wow.
What made you start to put your
the video?
Your braids. Yeah, what made you start showing people you're doing the work? That's a good question.
Because my friend, Tony Green, told me that I need to start showing myself.
For real? I said that for real.
Yeah. And
I mean, for real. I mean, I don't be knowing. Because, you know, you know how I am now. We just talk, man. I don't know what person take home for real.
Yeah.
But that was great.
Yeah, so it just made me want to advertise more. So
she get too much then.
I get too much.
No, that ain't your right.
Oh, that's... whatever floats your boat, whatever makes you feel comfortable. But, yeah, I was listening to you, and we're doing a lot of different things. And to pull more people in, all people, they need to see that. That way they'll see the hair.
I saw one time you had like 300 views on that.
You know, they'll see, and then I can share the videos. You know, I can share the pictures, right. And it pulls in more. And then I can actually start up the YouTube channel.
Guess what? Honestly, God, I didn't know I even gave you, told you
inspiration.
But when I see it, I was like, damn, she should have been doing that. I didn't even know I was the one said it. Well, that's good.
Yeah, you know, you have a lot going on here. Like, when I first met you, you know, and I came to do your hair, even before I came to do your hair, remember I said I want to do shadow videos.
Right.
You know, I said I can dance, I can sing, I can do some things. I said, but I don't like to be in front of a camera.
Right.
So since I really don't like to be in front, I know it doesn't seem like
you think you're
just
nasty,
so cool. Yeah. And I like to be a little nasty. So being that I'm a little nasty person,
damn,
I have to dim it down. You know, for my birthday, I want to do a 45th burlesque party. And this will be perfect because it's got the red, it's got the black. You know, they can wear the mask and
but you know what?
Lingerie. And
that's the same spirit I had to kick out of here when I had. They had so many parties at this bad boy that I'm scared if I start one over here, it's going to be like, oh, he's letting us back. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I can't even say who had this place, but it was so...
Well, remember I told you the girl who was working here got the people put out because I didn't know that she was a rat. I don't like snitches, and she's a rat, and it can be recorded. I don't like rats and snitches.
There was some nasty stuff going on. So.
Yeah, it was. So, I mean, I'm still a part of that group.
Oh.
So, I mean, they just had a black and red party yesterday.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm a part of that group.
At least you can take this off of the camera. I mean... You'll be able to edit that out. It doesn't matter if I'm nasty or not.
I think I spoke on this, but do you actually have any regrets going into the music business?
No, I don't know what else I could have did. Cause I'm kind of lazy, but in the music, you don't get a chance to be lazy. But what it is, when you finally hone into your talent and you know how to do it, it don't allow you to be lazy.
Oh.
It just makes it, I can finish what I know how to do in 30 minutes. It might take you 2 days. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's just that I've done it so much that boom, it's done. And, you know, that's the good thing. So I don't have regrets of that. If I did have a regret, I wish I would have put more to the side for my kids, you know. Because to me, my kids should be like however Warren G or however Snoop's kids, maybe not as rich, but enjoying some of the simple things like new cars. I should have been able to get them both a new car right quick, boom. Or they could have been like me and had to work for it. I had to work for everything I got. I never had a car until I was an adult. But my kids, this age, kids know what you've done. I was more impressed that they knew everything I've done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and trust me, this shit is for y'all, for real.
Yeah,
so immediately my son made the website, you know.
They think it's not cool. They think older parents and your children really think you're cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have them cracking up. Everybody be in the door laughing.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, they're, it's two sides to every kid.
Yeah.
You know, and that other side gets a little mad when they have so much fun with me, so... But they'll be old. I mean, they're old enough now, so I ain't gonna say they'll be old enough. Something to happen that they'll come here, and I'm gonna be looking for that. And that's the only regret.
Yeah, one thing about children that I know is that when we don't have that total security, we can't leave where we know it's secure.
Right.
So.
And that's probably it for my kids.
I'm not saying that, but they'll be like, ha,
right.
They would definitely find another pleasant place that they enjoy because, I mean, they enjoy being around me. They always talk to me. That's why I told you. I said, they would sit me in the inbox, give them my number. I said, but. With that, the reason why I told you I went through you first, because with people's children, everyone's children loves me, but that I don't step out my boundaries. Yeah. You know, and I stay in my lane with other people's children.
Yeah, so, my kids is trying. They know better.
Yeah, so to make sure that I don't, like I said, overstep or let them overstep or take advantage of a situation because they know how nice I can be,
yeah.
You know, and understanding.
Yeah, I thought that was handled real good. Because you didn't really know me all that good, so. You knew me a little bit before them. I'm talking about not much. They was here all last year. I mean, they was here.
I think you
might have met them a few days after they had been here popping in and out.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they started staying in here. So I want them to, and they already know what they got because they got the catalog. They know how many songs in the catalog. They know who wrote them. Because my son made sure to ask me all of those questions. So, we're probably just waiting for a nigga to drop dead.
Well, I'm glad I could help encourage them because I know when you went to telling them you was going to give the money to a dead cat, an old cat.
Yeah, because I'm like, if you don't help me, I might as well leave it to Buffy the cat.
So it wasn't that.
You know, people do that.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
I mean, Aretha even did worse than that. Aretha didn't leave it to nobody. Like,
yeah, they're struggling.
That's very bad. I know they struggle.
Oh, yeah, you said you know the people.
Yeah. You got to be struggling if your mom had $80 million and I ain't no money for you. You can't have nothing but struggle. You can't be bullshit but struggling.
That's one of the things I don't like about music is that it can be so dirty.
It can make you nasty, but you know why? It's because you're usually clawing your ass to get to the top of that. You don't mean to be nasty, but every step is a claw.
Yeah,
but ain't nobody just had it so easy. Even the Jacksons, you saw before they got with Motown, their daddy was whooping their ass every day. Yeah. You got to rehearse, damn it. He didn't know they was going to make it, so what if they never made it? They would have just been abused.
Beat ass kids.
Right? But he beat it in them, and then they was ready, you know?
That's what messed Mike up. But
he was a breadwinner.
Yeah.
His kids benefited. And like I say, but people, even George Clinton, because the parliament was five guys or six guys.
Okay.
And then record companies usually pick who they want to be the front
I've
man.
I've been noticing that from Unsung.
So Michael, they just all of a sudden made him the front man. Okay. George Clinton,
he said right there, he just basically do this, man. And that's why I asked you when you were saying it was so many in the
group,
mm-hmm. your group, because he had these ones over here, they'll get to singing this song, and then you'll see this young group, he said this group coming out next week, and
yeah.
Then you see the male dance over
and
here
then all
with
that
a
stuff
bunch of
all that stuff come out, and don't nobody see a dime but George. That's when he was a little different. But,
you
got to be a little different. I just don't like seeing nobody get, you got to look out for people. And George seemed, in another interview where I said that even with the rappers, when I hooked him up with Dre and that, I just thought once he could have been like, you know, because I'm like his nephew, you know, thanks. You're making all kind of money.
Yeah.
You ain't got to give me no money. I'll get my own money.
You know what? I thought it was just only me the other day, but I was just listening to you give homage to all these people and giving all these people grace. And I say, ain't this about a beep, 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 beep? What the F, E, E, E? What about you?
I know, but maybe
so
I meant.
This is why
maybe
I'm
I meant
here.
More. Maybe I meant more.
I mean, but
to
my
them.
Thing is this. Yeah, you are that's more to them.
No, maybe I meant more. Maybe it meant more to me than it meant to them.
But they wouldn't have been the people that they were without you. I would not have listened to none of
Dre
music without you.
No,
like everything that exactly, and it would have sung crappy as hell with a Dee Dee Die, Dee Dee Bull crap.
You mean you wouldn't like that if it didn't have
I would if it did not have you behind it? Because this is the thing.
No, don't say me. What if it didn't have no music behind it? You wouldn't like it.
No, I wouldn't like it.
Well, that's what I mean. You should have.
Yeah, because I'm a dancer, so I have to have something to dance.
Yeah, you can dance to his voice.
I don't like, yeah.
No, but you like his, what if he was like, yeah, dun, 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 but you don't hear the music?
No. No, no, no.
Yeah, but anyway,
he can't even do that. At least I can beatbox. He, yeah. You know, he did sing a little bit. He was one of them. The Jerry Curl singers back in the day.
I gotta waste my time. No, that was a sweet song we did.
Yeah, no, I'm straight on that too. But see, you know.
I love them boys. The thing is that, hey, it's all good. I ain't bitter at all.
I'm with that.
You know what they say? It was a California pitcher, I think. They asked him a question. He said, California was very good to me. That's how I say it. California, you know when they say the West Coast, the best coast?
Mm-hmm.
It is. I live in Detroit. But when I go to California, it's a whole different... As soon as you get off the plane, you're in California.
Right.
Just automatically, even if it ain't playing nowhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because it's just everything is dope.
That, even here, I'm going back to Cali.
You know, the mountains and the palm trees, just singing to you.
Okay, I get it.
So, yeah, I've never been. This has been good. If I got mad at everybody that cheated me out of the few million I've been cheated out of, I'd be loony. Instead, I'm still strong.
I think that's what keeps you humble and blessed.
Yeah, because there ain't no sense in changing at this point. If I ain't changing all that time, I ain't gonna change, huh?
So, going to the end, what are you most grateful for out of your career?
Good parents. My parents is the shit, because my stepfather, this is my real father, but he died when he went to Vietnam from start to finish, came home and died, like at 41. But my stepfather, who I was raised by, played music. And he was like the best of the best in jazz.
Oh.
So all the jazz people would come down and rehearsal in the basement. If they were going to play at Baker's Keyboard Lounge, they had to rehearse it, you know, because my daddy, back then they would just send the music. And my daddy would get the musicians that could read these music. You know, he wouldn't get these musicians to read that shit. They didn't have to know you. They can look at your music and never look at you and play it without messing up nothing. That's, you know, the real music.
Okay.
Me, I didn't want to learn how to be that deep with it. I'm like, I'm just going to make my own music, Daddy. I was lazy from day one.
So you can't read music?
Well, I can, but not like that.
Okay. Oh, wow.
No, I had to
have it. Can you make all that music?
Yeah, I make all that music from ear.
Shame on you.
No, that's a good thing. I'm doing my God's gift.
Yeah.
God didn't give me no paper.
Honestly, I was going to say, more people actually have that gift that don't than do. The ones that do.
They be in the symphony orchestra and shit like that. No, they get the big ass gigs. They do, you know. They do the Grammys. They be in the band down there because, you know, they know that shit.
Yeah, and they can write.
Me, you know, I can't be mad at that because them same people are... come out of the Grammys and get in their car and put Snoop on. And then that's one of my shits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, or put the Dramatics on or any other hundreds of different groups I done played with. So, yeah, you know, that's what I'm thankful. Good parenting. I mean, and then they whoop your ass like I don't know what back then. And we always got a whooping because he was always doing some stupid shit.
Oh.
So I appreciate, you know, these parents can't whoop their kids now. They get called. They get called on.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's why the kids is all messed up.
Kind of messed up.
My mother and them used to, I mean, it went from the belt, and when that stopped hurting, it went to the extension cord.
Well, see, I ran
And then they ran out. Then they ran out of, they was like, you still gonna be stupid? I give up. Then it was no more whoopings, but, you know, I'm glad of that. So, yeah, good parenting is what I'm most grateful for, yeah.
Do you think about retiring?
Not yet, I ain't. I can't.
Because you want to keep going till you be able to buy whatever cars you want to buy?
Well, no, because, you know, you can pretty much do that now just from credit or some shit. But I'm talking about just where I feel like I ain't got to worry about. Because at 62, I'm 62, I'll be 63 in September. You got to know that the margin from here to here, I ain't going backwards. And so the next is 70, if I can make it to 70. You're going to be pretty old at 70. I'm pretty old at 62. So at 70, you're really older. And, I mean, hopefully I can retire. I should have been able to, but although I got some people going to help me, it's a few million dollars of mine out there that I ain't been able to get. But we just got somebody that said they'll fight. To get some of that money.
Cool.
So don't worry, I ain't going to act funny or nothing.
Oh, no. Well, you know, I'm going to still be here. I've never won anything.
Plus, you still got a listening job that you ain't been able to. How long is you out of school? I mean, how long are you in school for? Well, that's a different question. So we just about, you got to say a couple more things.
Let me see.
You know how to cut this stuff up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My last question was...
How many groupies did you have?
No, you had said something about you don't want to retire. So being that you don't want to retire, you said something to me once about making them, was it 10,000 or a million songs with a million different people or something?
No, not that
but
crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I always
so what was
crazy.
That goal again? And
I really
do you
don't
still have
goal.
That goal?
No, I really don't have a goal. But I do like my bass on a lot of records.
Okay.
And it's on a few hundred records right now. So if I can get it on a few hundred more, I feel good. But I'm writing records every day. So we're doing stuff, you know, we're recording stuff all the time. So that number is rapidly growing up there. I got 2,500 masters already. So if I can get 2,500 more, because that took a long time.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so to get that now... There's some good artists coming to the forefront. We got plenty of music. I'm ready to go. We just got some new action. I'm ready to show them that. I want to put Detroit, you know, not, you know how people always say, I want to bring Detroit back. No, I just want this little area that I got over here. I want to bring all them up.
So you saying this district right here, the Clay District, or
no, just
Detroit, or
people I'm down with, almost.
Okay,
like,
you're
or people who I'm down with that bring in.
Okay.
That kind of thing. Instead of, you know, you can't look out for everybody, and then somebody will quickly get mad at you if they feel like somebody else is seeing more attention. So, you know, when you've got some people with you and they can bring people, then you know you're getting people that's smart already. You ain't, you know, they ain't gonna be mad. Yeah, because it takes time, you know.
Yeah,
so, but a lot of, you know, that's why I've always put rap albums out and R&B albums, because it's just a lot of talent.
Now, I've been hearing some things today. So, do you have any gospel?
Speaking of gospel, too, yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, something that you were asking me about, how did I start the videos? Something that I noticed and a lot of people don't know is about the Detroit Music Awards. Could you tell me something about it? I don't want to say a little, but enough where people can understand. Maybe are they able to go themselves, or how does it work?
Well, it works just like the Grammys, because a few of the people that's on the board are on the same board of the Grammys. And so this is the Music Awards. Those are all music. Yeah, all of those. And we you got just me in here. We nominated for about five of them this time. So we want to go, you know, we'll see how it go. And it really, it's just fun because Detroit Music Awards has been going on for almost like 30 years almost. And it's quiet, but I remember,
why is it so quiet?
Well, it really is not, but people, you know, it's a few different awards now. It's like the Detroit Black Music Awards, and it's the Rap Awards. Yes, so what happens is most people gravitating there, but the Detroit Music Awards is the one who's been there the longest, and, you know, it's really nice because you see your peers. Everybody looking good that night.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody doing an interview over here, you
three
know.
People on my page, including that young lady you spoke about last year, the one, she's one of my friends. So, yeah, I had that, was able to get that experience of just not saying you.
Yeah.
I was able to see them. A lot of times because you may tag me or say something to me, that'll make somebody else want to inquire and click, just like the young man
who
wants to do.
Yeah, so, yeah, because then
it helps.
He see me talking to you, and what he trying to do is do interviews and videos, and he see you doing something, so he figured, wow, that's easy right there. She no teeth. So that's what that social media shit is for.
Yeah, and he actually said, I like that idea. You're doing those videos, so keep up the good work. Keep sharing. I know I share, but
Yeah, I'm always showing up. I'm playing my bass, you know. I'm trying to do all kind of stuff.
So you guys, you did hear him say he had a job for me. It's not paying at this time, but you did hear him say he's going to get on one day, and he's on already. He just don't know he's on. But when he thinks he's on.
I put the songs on, and you was dancing to it, And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. That's, I knew that was a go ahead.
Yeah, because I can be your hype girl.
Yeah, because then if you be like, T, I ain't feeling it, I might just stick it back in the pile for later. I mean, certain things I'm going to go with automatically.
Yeah, but like you were saying, if you're doing elevator music, if you're doing the message music, if you just have all these different varieties of music,
Well, you know, you don't hear nothing coming out of here but funk and some rap, so.
But it's money in it all.
Yeah,
it is. You know, even like the controversy that they're having right now with the black country rap Western guy. That song is dope, like.
The Darius Rucker?
I don't know, is that him? And it's, and
So what's the Rucker? What's the problem?
Because he's black. To me, it's because he's black. If he was of a different color, you know, or non-color, if his melon was negative, then I don't think it would be a problem. But because I've heard, let me take that back.
Is he?
But because Hootie and the Blowfish, he actually was black and.
Oh, so that's who I was wondering. Was it him?
No. It's not. No, it's a young guy. It's a young guy, but
Oh, if he young, yeah, he probably did something he wasn't supposed to.
Well, no, he hasn't did anything. It's just that I think they really digging it, and they want to play some, and they want to place rap into the Country Music Awards now because of him, because it's so high,
you know,
and
that.
Because.
Oh,
yeah,
you know, they don't
want
to do that because they can't control it.
Yeah.
And rap started like this, man. Yeah. And now it's still bigger than everything.
Yeah, so we
country used to be bigger, but no. Rap beat country out the last.
They whole thing they can't control something right here. They come from the country rap.
Right, yeah, like, damn, they gonna take that.
Exactly.
Yeah, we gonna have to go back to that other.
So that's, you know, like I said, you see me kind of dabble around it a little bit, but when it all boiled down to it,
Yeah, but you know what? I think he could have been winning all the time, and they telling you, been
that
way.
Look how easy that was. That's Tiger, man. Yeah, they teach that in business. It's the way to win the crowd back. It's a crowd winning.
Well,
to draw families together, like a different couple of different groups to do interviews now. That's how they started, come to find out.
I'm like I just told her, that's if you feel like it.
So now, T, since you have set up your bass guitar to play some music for us, how is it that you would like to start? Is that when the girls go to yell and their panties get moist?
Usually.
Back in the day it was.
That sounds really
I'm like, you see me act like it wasn't. If I didn't have Mabel from the maid. If I could wait till I get to the show. Sometimes you can't wait till you get to the show.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, walk around naked and clean up for you.
Yeah, she will. She be cleaning up. And then you went to Germanic, she be like, yeah. What's
she say?
She be, ooh, you want to go to the show tonight? You be like, go to the show tonight?
So you say, let me get
you
up
and let me. Go out the hall, look down the hall. You be like,
let me dance for you.
Nah, Dan, that's shit. No, we have to do more than that to get on that dramatic bus.
I never. Maybe that's why I'm never a groupie.
Yeah. Okay, so your class is key.
Are you high? Yep.
But you said you're the oldest in the class, so them kids ain't gonna know
they
that
They know
shit.
About the gin and juice and the endo smoke. I want to fall. Oh, help me.
That's why I said that'll make your interview complete.
You gotta go that crazy so you can get it.
Face the manager just wants to join me in.
Uh-huh.
support now? Oh, I thought you were gonna say like.
Yeah, I'm all in the screen.
I thought you were gonna say, can you pay myself for it?
These are baselines of mine. Endo Smoke. Nate Dogg was on that. I be making sure I do stuff that when a guy lie and say he did it, they be like, well, play it for me. And then when he get to that part, he can't do it. He be like. He might have this part right. Dun, 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 dun. And he might even have this. He might have. But when I say. No, I wouldn't want to really play it. Instead of learning other people's baselines, I just created my own stuff.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You get paid more for that.
Because if you get a reader, a guy that read, he come to the studio, snooping them, and Snoop will be, all right, man, you hear that drum beat? Yeah. Where's the